Radio.
Hello. Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another Laugh Riot edition of the Bang Radio Hour Blast from the Past minicast. In case anybody wondered, when I said Laugh Riot, it was with two Fs. Anyway, as I said last time, and as I will say every time, if you're new to the show, the Bang Radio Hour is primarily a football podcast. In the off-season, we'll typically only do one episode per month. So in between episodes, this minicast is going to dive back through 14 years' worth of material to give you some of the fun you may have missed or you haven't heard in a long time. Since we've been doing this show so long, some of you guys in your 20s, these players and stories might be ancient history. That's all right. That's what this show is for. Back in 2007, for example, Skip Bayless picked the Detroit Lions to make the playoffs. Here's how that went.
Skip's other NFC wild card. Well, their NFC wild card. You already know Skip took St. Louis, right?
Right.
All right. Get ready. This is fun.
And we're looking at your wild card picks here, Skip, and it's the one that everybody is talking about with you saying this year, the Lions.
I'm out on a very thin limb here, but I am going with the Detroit Lions as the other wild card.
If
John Kitten is healthy, and I'm not convinced he is.
Move out the way.
Uh-oh.
I've never said this to you before.
Uh-oh.
This is embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself to show yourself on national TV. This is all I'm going to say to you. Matt Millen, the Millen man.
And all I'm going to say
Hey, somebody said my name on the TV. Somebody said my name on the TV.
I can see Millen sitting there in his SpongeBob pajamas watching TV with his bowl of sugar pops.
Hey. I wish I was recording that one.
It's frosted sugar bomb.
The SpongeBob pajamas got me.
He's holding a spoon like a gorilla, shoveling the milk in his mouth. It's all stuck to his mustache.
Oh. Hey.
Johnson. Listen, let me tell you something. It's the morning. I'm going to be cool. Matt Millen is the worst executive in the history of professional sports.
Hey. Hey, that ain't funny. I don't like this show. Turn on the cartoons. I don't like this show no more.
Oh, God.
All right. Wait. Here we go.
He should be banned from Michigan State Lodge.
I don't work for Michigan State.
No.
That's silly.
State lines, Matt.
Oh. Hey, how am I supposed to get to work then? That ain't funny. That ain't right. That wouldn't be no fun.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
He is a walking atrocity.
Somebody go look up atrocity and see what that means.
So Matt knows what they're saying about him.
Please.
Oh, my face hurts. Oh.
As an executive, and for you to pick any team that he stewards over, you should be ashamed of yourself. ESPN, you should go and ask ESPN to give you to take some money back from
him.
Go ahead.
He just made the best draft pick in the history of the Detroit Lions.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my God. Calvin Johnson, the best draft pick in the history of the Lions.
That's right. That's what I've been saying every year. Charles Rogers, best draft pick in the history of the Lions. Roy Williams, best draft pick in the history of the Lions. If anybody wants to give me a second-round pick, don't call past 10 o'clock. My mom gets mad.
Rookie of the year.
He's a wide receiver.
You cannot write off Calvin Johnson. I was talking to Lomas last night.
He's
been watching
him. He's a stud.
Dana,
he's a stud. He's a stud. But you got to have a quarterback to get you the ball. You got to have an offensive line to protect the quarterback so he can get you the ball. You got to have a running game. Matt Millen is a disgrace.
I was with you all the way up until you said that. We ain't got no quarterback and no offensive line, and I'd have been even all right if you just said I was an idiot. But you go and call me a disgrace. Well, now we got trouble, buddy.
Oh, geez.
You, to sit there and support anything associated with him, you just need to give up your football card.
All right.
You're done.
I just reacted.
Seattle and Carolina are my wild
Carolina?
Carolina.
Oh,
Carolina.
You know,
you.
Carolina will not even finish 8-8.
Okay, whatever. I bet you they'll finish better than the Lions.
You just picked Jake Delhomme to win the wild card.
8-8 for the Lions. 8-8 for the Lions.
You picked Matt Miller.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for our football talk.
A disgrace. I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
He picked Matt Millen. I think it's funny that Stephen A. doesn't even say he picked the Lions.
Matt Millen.
Yes. Huh?
Matt Millen is a disgrace.
I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes.
This is all I'm going to say to you. Matt Millen.
Yeah, there you go. My favorite character to do on the show. Matt Millen. I love doing that guy, and I wish that somebody in the NFL would give him a job soon so he can become relevant again and the fun can continue. I'm thinking the Giants need a GM. Hey, after this dude Kettlecorn gets fired, go Big Blue. All right, well, since the NCAA basketball tournament is underway, I figured we'd go back to 2006 for our next bit. Legendary Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight went hunting.
Okay, now I want to play this for you. Did you hear about the whole Bobby Knight hunting thing?
No. What did he do now?
Well, he was he's down in Texas, and he was going hunting, all right? And he had this confrontation with another Texas homeowner that lives in the area over he was dove hunting with this other guy.
He was hunting in a subdivision.
I'm Bobby Knight, damn it. Just pull your blinds. I won't shoot the windows.
But he was apparently was on this guy's property. And the guy is saying that the shotgun, the pellets from the shotgun, were like raining down on his house and in his pool and stuff.
Well, you know, the thing is that people, when they shoot those things up in the air, they forget that they come down somewhere.
Right.
They do come down somewhere. They don't just go up and disappear.
Right. He said he was struck on the neck and the back by some of the pellets after yelling at Bobby Knight.
Oh, really? So he was walking away from Bobby Knight, and Bobby Knight said, "Let me teach you a lesson about life, mister."
Well, this was the confrontation that went on between this homeowner and Bobby Knight to begin with.
Okay. I ask you nicely.
What?
Move down. You're too close to my house. Pellets fell on my house.
I didn't shoot once in that direction.
Pellets fell on my house. You're the two. I'm filming you.
You do whatever you want.
I'm filming you, Bob. I told you the other day, if y'all want to go back in there, fine. But I don't want no pellets landing on my house while I'm cleaning my swimming pool.
I don't want no pellets landing on my house when I'm playing in my swimming pool.
I'm playing in the pool.
I was having a nice game of Popeye out there.
I've been the one that did it, James. I don't
I told you could do whatever, but I don't want you. I asked you to move down. I don't call the police on nobody.
You
don't care.
Ask us to move down. You swore and cussed and
that's exactly what I said.
So what?
Oh, Bobby Knight complaining about somebody else swearing and cussing? Are you serious?
Poor Bobby Knight. You swore and cussed at me.
I'm asking you now to move down so the pellets don't land on my house again.
You ask us politely, I'll be glad to do it.
Oh, so he won't do it if the guy says, "Get the hell away from my house"?
Right.
Hell no, buddy. I'll shoot your damn eyes out. What a jack-off he is. I got to go on record here. I hate Bobby Knight. I can't stand him.
Oh, I like him.
You know, he's a great basketball coach, but all these assholes go, "Well, you know, if you want your kid to learn how to be an adult." Really? Really? Is that what teaches him how to be an adult? Strangling him? Rubbing dirty toilet paper in their face? That teaches him to be an adult? Teaches him how to act like a jerk is what it does.
You've asked us politely. Now, you can film whatever you want to film. I don't care. We'll go wherever you want to go with it.
Just move down.
We'll do that if you do it politely.
I already did politely.
No, you didn't.
When you have bullets
swearing and cussing and yelling, I don't need that.
When you have pellets land in my swimming pool, don't move the gun towards me again.
I did not shoot.
Do not move the gun towards me again.
Nobody moved the gun toward you.
It's on film. Don't do it again.
It's on film.
Sure is. Right here on my big Super 8.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So does he have a video of his own injuries on his neck and his back?
I haven't seen that yet.
All right. So I love it. So Bobby Knight is hunting with permission on this guy's land, but then telling him where he should hunt?
Well, I don't know that he got permission.
He must have permission.
It's a big piece of land.
Well, he's got to have permission to hunt on a guy's land. Otherwise, the guy can go get a rifle and shoot Bobby Knight.
Right.
Can you now to move?
Here's the gun.
Move down further where the pellets don't land at my house. Bob,
I didn't
shoot
at your house.
The pellets landed in my swimming pool and on my house.
I didn't shoot at it. I can't help that.
I'm asking you to move down further.
I just shot in a direction. I can't control gravity.
Go down to them trees down there. That's far enough away from my house.
Well, why do I have to move when I didn't shoot at your house?
How about if I come to your house and shoot and that pellets land in your backyard? You wouldn't like it.
I didn't do that.
You two are the only people out here shooting.
Well, maybe Bob did it.
He's probably covering up.
Throws his partner under the bus.
Yeah, I know, and he's sitting right there.
Bob. Maybe Bob did it. Don't you say a word, Bob, or the next shot's at you.
Oh, God.
Bobby Knight is such a jack-off. You know the proper response here, Tom? Oh, I'm sorry, and move on.
I know, but they got to be like, there's obviously something between these two prior to this, because, I mean, they're like a couple of third graders.
They really are. I mean, shooting a guy in his pool is a criminal act, isn't it? At least here in the rest of the United States. I don't know about Texas.
Well, yeah, but he's not saying he's shooting him.
Hey, dude.
He's saying the pellets just, you know, rained down after he shot up in the air.
Accidental shooting is still a shooting.
Maybe the doves were flying over his house. I don't know.
Because you're some big celebrity, so what I'm saying now, I'm going to tell you now, I'm asking you, move down.
Well, basically, we don't have to.
You don't have to?
That's right.
Okay. You woke us up at 7 a.m. this morning, and it's enough.
You know, we
do you want to shoot, go down there and shoot
me. We didn't get here until 7:45 this morning.
Fine.
Oh. It wasn't 7 a.m., it was 7:45.
What an asshole. What an asshole, or as Lou Holtz would say, what an asshole. What a serious asshole.
And if you want to say that, that's fine.
No,
but I'm asking you to move down.
I know you've asked us. Go ahead.
I'm moving down. Move down.
But I didn't shoot at your house, so you're talking to the wrong guy.
Whatever.
You understand that?
Stop it.
God.
You!
He is such a jack-off. I mean, here he is arguing with a guy who's asking him to please don't shoot my house.
I know.
Please don't shoot my house.
You two guys are the only guys here who's got guns.
Then maybe he did it. I did not do it.
Well,
so
I'm asking you both, then, to move down.
I don't have
get away.
To
move.
I don't
you don't have to move from my backyard.
What
do you mean deal with somebody like me? You're shooting a gun and landing in my back.
I wasn't.
There's my house right there.
Get it on
and there's you right there.
And I did not shoot in that direction
the
time.
Pellets, my wife could sit there and swear to it, too.
Maybe Bob did the shooting. Maybe they came from that guy.
I'm asking
there.
Y'all to move down further so the pellets.
You didn't do that in the beginning. Why don't you go? We've heard you. We're here legally.
Move down away from my house.
Go.
Oh, hell right. Not God dang right there, Bobby. Not you got every right to shoot that man's house. Shoot his dog, too, there, Bobby.
Go. Move down away from my house.
Go.
I'm going to. Known you a long time, Bob.
I'd have shot his children. You see them kids up there in the window? It's 7:45. You know they's up watching TV. Shoot one of them. It's Texas. We ain't gonna care.
That's good stuff, man. Oh, he's just, you know.
Bobby Knight, the original Skeeter Mallette.
Right. I didn't do it. Maybe my buddy Skeeter, maybe my brother Dwayne shot your house, but it wasn't me.
Hey, this is John from Skillet. You're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
All right, let's get into some of this guy.
What time is it? What time is it? And a dog in the house. And a dog in the house. What time is it? What time is it? And a dog in the house. And a dog in the house.
Oh,
it's time
so
for
fun.
Me to do a contrived ass corny dance that everybody's tired of.
Ray Ray goes back to school.
Yeah, Ray Ray. In Baltimore, they brought Ray Ray to an elementary school to pass out book bags to all the kids, right? They give them backpacks. I guess it encourages them to go to school and not fill them up with crack and shit.
So he spoke to the children,
yes.
To the students there in the school. And
he gave a nice, rousing talk.
This is what Ray Lewis had to say.
Trust me when I tell you this, kids. Go to school to just find out who you really are. That's what education is. That's why we study school. That's why we go to grades, to make good grades. And I can promise you this. The way y'all study in school is the way I'm going to prepare on the field. So if I fail, we all fail. But if we get up every day with the same motivation every day, we can do anything we put our minds to.
You should have seen his eyes, man. I mean, he looked like a crackhead that just got his hit, man. He did. He's pointing at them all. Let me tell y'all this. This is what be education all about.
So if I fail, we all fail.
I fail, that's right.
He got that from Friday Night Lights.
If I fail, we all fail.
That's what he said. If one of us fails, we all fail.
No, he didn't say if one of us fails. He said if he fails. So I'm sitting there, I'm Johnny 10-year-old. He did. Listen to it. Put it again.
You're right.
So if I fail, we all fail.
Johnny 10-year-old sitting there doing his homework, watching the Ravens. Ray Lewis misses a tackle. Guy scores a touchdown. Johnny says, screw this. I fail.
That's why we study school. That's why we go to grades, to make good grades.
That's right. That's right. I went to college. I majored in school.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He goes, that's why we study school.
That's why we study school.
That's why we go to grades, to get good grades.
That's right.
That's what he said. Listen.
That's why we study school. That's why we go to grades, to make good grades.
That's right. I went to college. I majored in school studies. I studied school, and the way y'all, what did he say, the way y'all go about doing your studies is how I'm going to prepare to be on the field.
Right.
All right, so that means either he expects these children to pick up their books and smash each other upside the head with it, yell at each other, it's time for school, it's time for school, get over there. Every one of them's got to do a dance coming into the classroom, right? The teacher says, all right, what's 4 plus 4? And they get up and they gang tackle her ass. That's what it is, bitch. Either that, or that means Ray Lewis is going to prepare to play with by coloring in the states and naming all the capitals.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want to get a fresh opinion on this.
Okay. Michael, your thoughts.
Oh, man. You know what?
Bang Radio.
Pac-Man Jones.
All right. More fun with Pac-Man Jones. Motherfucker, it's the Pac-Man segment already? Son of a bitch.
You motherfuckers.
He's just going to stay out of trouble, he says, and this is how he's going to do it.
Surrounding myself around the right people, I'm staying out of gentlemen clubs, having a great relationship with God and spending more time with my family.
Stay out of the gentlemen clubs.
If they was bald, they don't act like gentlemen's in there. Look how much trouble I get in when I go in there. I mean, damn. I said, it's a gentleman's club. You're supposed to be in there saying please and thank you and all that stuff, man. I got to stay out of these places. So I joined Fight Club. He's going to join Fight Club. I got to stay around some motherfucking positive sons of a bitching people.
Right.
Goddamn right.
So if I fail, we all fail.
That's right. That's why I went over to my motherfucking pastor's house and I said, yo, Reverend, what the fuck? Why don't you be coming your ass out here and blessing me with some motherfucking positivity, bitch? Hey, yo, man, why don't I volunteer for some motherfucking kids groups and shit? I can lead some fucking field trips to the goddamn zoo, man. Look, over there, that's a motherfucking polar bear, bitch.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell, man.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Bang Radio Hour minicast. I hope you enjoyed those reruns. If you hadn't heard them in a while, I hope they made you laugh again. And if you've never heard them, I hope they made you laugh pretty hard. Please go over to bangradiohour.com and subscribe to the show. You can do that right there. You can also hit our donation button. We certainly like when people do that. You can follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour, and you can look us up on Facebook on our Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. We have a lot of fun out there, and we hope that you come along and join up. Let's see. Was there anything else I wanted to say? I don't think so. Later.
Joe loves doubles. Joe has a double-barreled surname. He goes double Dutch on double dates, and on those dates he wears double denim. Joe sleeps with a double-down duvet by a double-glazed window and has two fancy cars which he stores in his double garage. So Joe did a double take when he saw our new double quarter pounder with cheese.
Double lovers, get ready. The new McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese is here, but only until the 24th of September. So get there on the double. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants which will serve this from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only.